Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Hey, Benny, do you happen to have the full song? Did they send you the full song?
I will have to double check and look for that one.
We'll get it to you. Thank I think, you. Olivia, you can. I think we have it on the J Drive or something. I want to send that to you. Why are we playing? I got emails, so I have to explain this. Why are we playing that instead of Clocks by Coldplay? That has been with my show, even like with Crust Busting. Okay. I probably have an email from the fan club of Coldplay giving me permission, if I were to keep the show all positive, to play that song. I got that back in, remember, Benny, when we went back and forth about the licensing like a lot of years ago? Can we play 30 seconds? This was before live streaming. This was before really archiving. And we went back and forth. We were like, oh, what can we play? What can we not play? Well, I reached out to a fan club. And I somehow, just like I did with ex-Tina, Christina Aguilera, and I got a yes that I could do it so long as I wasn't promoting a product. And I took that note and I filed it. Now, when your computer crashes, you don't think about, did I get permission from Coldplay? Did I get permission from somebody to play that at the beginning and the end of my show? And I never looked back. I never went and thought in a million years, if you're listening, Facebook, I never thought in a million years that I'd have to go back 15 years and find that. And boy, did I try. I pulled out, Benny, every hard file I ever had, any backup of every computer I've ever had. But if you go back 15 years ago, imagine what we call a computer back then looked like. Weren't we even using discs? I don't know. Maybe DVDs at that time.
It was more discs.
It was more discs.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel really old now, right there with that. I just like, ugh.
You want to go further back and say floppy?
Oh, my God. Floppy. Floppy was right before that. How do I know floppy? Here's how we go. I had just graduated school. All my research, which I just found, they're on floppies. I don't even know how to get anything off of that. The good news is I did get it off at one point in time and I have it. But what I'm trying to talk about is, you know, today's show is going to be talking about astonishing capacities and self-inflicted limitations. And we're still going to talk about that. We're not going to be interviewing the guests that I had scheduled today, Michael Mendiza. We're just going to kind of move on from that. But I still want to talk about this topic, and I still want to talk about the work of Joseph Chilton Pierce. I still want to do it for a lot of reasons. How do I start? How do I start? Where do I start? I want to start by going back, Benny. And I want to go back 17 years ago. 17 or 18. It was really 18 for me that something happened in my life path. I have past life regression people that Joanne DiMaggio, I have past life regression people that are like, we got to sit down and look at your past life stuff, right? But how do you have a lifelong dream to go back to school, to get a degree that you really don't know much about, but your association with that degree comes from being 17 years old and working in Bell Labs, genius Bell Labs with brilliant people. And you somehow deliver mail to Arno Penzias, the Big Bang people, to mathematicians that you couldn't get to their mail box in their room because papers everywhere, papers piled high. And you'd walk in and you'd see one of my buddies I deliver mail to juggling. These are brilliant people. Then you go to Building 15, and Building 15 is where the entire acoustical foundation and infrastructure for what we used to call a phone. Now, then we move to cell. Now, I am not sure what we're calling the thing we're using that we talk to people on. Some people said, we don't call it a cell. We call it something. I don't know what it is. It's a cell phone. It's a smart cell phone. Maybe it's not so smart. My cell phone's smarter than me because I can't even figure out how to turn my Samsung 20 off. Why am I sharing this? Because here's what happens sometimes. And this is what I've learned about spirit. This is why I love to talk about street smart spirituality so much. I thought at the end of all of these scientists' names, some of them had like MD or some other D, but most of them had PhD. PhD. That's what they had. I deliver mail, blah, 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 PhD, blah, 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 PhD. So I'm 17, just coming off of a homeless bout. I get this mail trip. See, I don't think there's any mistakes in the universe whatsoever. No mistakes in the universe. Because here I am, I'm coming off of there. And by the way, I have the record, or had the record at the time, at Bell Labs, entry-level mail delivery person, $61 a week. I held the record for the longest time in the mailroom before getting a job out of the mailroom. Another quote check. I got the record. Why?
Sorry, Pat.
Why would I have that record?
It's a congratulatory segment.
Okay, so here's me at 17, just so y'all know where we're going with today's conversation. I'm 17, right? Not really traumatized by being homeless because I never really dealt with that till later in life. And I learned a ton. I learned how to beg for money, which is so important. When you're in a business for yourself, you better learn how to ask for money. And you also need to know how when you're sitting at the Port Authority and somebody drops a nickel in your baseball cap, you need to be able to say, thank you. Hey, if you come back tomorrow, can you make it a quarter? But here I am, by the grace of the universe, God, angels, I somehow found out that I still had a job offering from Bell Labs. I don't know how that happened. I can't remember the details of whether I came back or I don't know. But here I am. Dara Stoner is looking at me. I shared this story. I love Dara Stoner. She was the HR person that hired me at Bell Labs. In the end, it turned out to be a 24 and a half year career. I am literally one of those people that couldn't put a sentence together. I didn't even know what a comma was. I couldn't read. I couldn't write. This really was me. I graduated high school by the grace of an English literature teacher that cut me a break in summer school before becoming homeless, before all that. But here I am. Building 15, Building 2, Building 5. Okay, Bell Labs looks like some kind of building from Batman the Asylum place in Batman and Birds of Prey and the Joker. That's what Murray Hill looked like. Beautiful copper roof, though, that I didn't know was copper. So here we are. So I'm delivering this mail. So thing number one, I decide I'm not going to deliver all the mail on the mail trips because I want to go over to Building 15 because I want to look at what they're doing with the Sound of Frogs. I want to go over there and I want to spend time in the sound room, the acoustical sound room. So what I end up doing is skipping trips. Now, let me tell you about Building 15, everybody, because this is the weirdest thing. as you hear me talk about me as a 17, 16, 17, 18-year-old person, you have to have top clearance. I mean, you have to have Building 15, and then when I went to Whippany on all the government contracts over there, you have to be cleared for, you know, like in the government, like the White House, when they say, oh, you got to have top clearance. You got to go in that special room to even talk, right, Benny? You ever heard that?
I have Olivia? Never been there. I would like to someday.
Yeah. I had that clearance.
Sweet.
Lord have mercy. My stepmom used to say, Lord have mercy. They really gave that to you? Yes. Top clearance, delivering mail. Doing real good, having a ball. By the way, up on the top floor, fifth floor, building 2, where all the boiler things are hanging out, ping pong. Taught me how to play ping pong. But here I am. I am PhD. I'm delivering this mail to Arnor Penzias, who then became president, who then did the Big Bang, all of that. Bagels on Friday. We sit down with Arno, called him Arno, should have called him Dr. Penzias. I don't know. He was Arno to me. He drove like a 48 Buick. It's just incredible. And PhD, PhD, PhD. So one day, and then Linda went to work at the phone company. My friend Laura went to work. We're all at the phone company. All of us lived in Jersey. We went to work at the phone company because we heard that they never fire you. So we're figuring, my gosh, we can just keep partying and work at the Bell Labs. That changed 25 years later, but they didn't fire people. But PhD. So here we are. I get called out on the carpet in the mailroom. I'm 17. This is an entry-level job. Come on. A 5-year-old could do this job, but it's not me. It's not my personality. So why would I get in trouble? We had a really strict supervisor, and none of us wanted to stay. So I'm going to give you 2 examples, and I'll talk about them when we come back. None of us really wanted to stay till 5 o'clock, and you have to stay till 5 o'clock. I mean, that's it. Like a bell goes off back then. 5 o'clock. None of us stayed 5 o'clock. The other thing is we worked for this really strict, I think it was Ellen McCloskey, really strict, no smile, no nonsense. Males went down mail chutes. Oh my gosh. And I happened to be in the mail room with 3 other people that were almost like me. Except I'm the one that got caught. When we come back, what are self-inflicted limitations? Can you see them? Do you want to change them? And what do you get in return? We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with looking at astonishing, astonishing capacities. And what is it about an acronym that I worked for the company that has more acronyms than they have phone lines. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole. 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com. Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. We're talking about your astonishing capacities, but also self-inflicted limitations. So I was just sharing back way old school, and I was talking about the influence that happened to me early on, getting a mailroom job at Bell Labs, a most incredible place. And so I was talking about the fact that here we are in a mailroom. Now you have to understand this, you're in a mailroom, and this is really old school, Benny. This is like when they had chutes that would deliver mail to different buildings, like these vacuum chutes that you drop mail in. And so there was about three or four of us where we would kind of cut from the same cloth. And I am really very lucky. I should have been fired then. So what do you do when you're 17 and you have like, you just don't like being told that you can't leave 2 minutes early? I mean, and you couldn't. You at 5 o'clock, that's it. So we do things like set the clock ahead. We'd have to climb up on the wall, these old school, like white face clocks with the brown metal rims. Do you remember them, Benny? No, you probably don't, but you know, like an old school clock. So we'd climb up on the wall and we do that. On another day, we would all kind of jump into our lockers. These are really tall lockers. We'd jump into them and our supervisor would come in. Nobody'd be in the mailroom. I mean, this was what it was like to be at that point in time in my life and not really understand that this maybe is a career. I didn't even know what that went. But PhD. So here's what happened to me at a young age. And if you've ever watched the Twilight series with Bella and Edward and all of that, there is a thing they call imprint. An imprint is when, like a duck, if a duck sees you as the first thing they see in their little baby lives, you're the mama. And so we imprint, things imprint, right? What imprinted to me and the association I made was these people with this thing on the end of their name, that means fun. That means juggling. That means ping pong. See, I didn't have any concept it meant hard work, science, right? I had no idea. It meant, wow, if I did the PhD thing, holy cow, I am going to be so happy in my life. And that imprinted on me. It imprinted on me, stayed with me. And what happened with that? It got so embedded. And this is where Joanne DiMaggio would say, this is actually past life. See, I didn't know that then. I'm just thinking, like Benny said before, I'm 17. This is the time to party. This is like Donna Summer and everybody. This is like, Go Down to the Village. Yeah. Bob Dylan. Yeah. This is it. You work so you can maybe pay some rent, but then you better have enough to go partying. But I thought, PhD, there's something about that. And I remember turning to Linda a number of years later, walking down one of the halls at Murray Hill. And I said, you know, I'm just going to get a PhD one day, right? Because that was my association. If I could get what these people had, I could have what they had. I could have that personality. I could have that joy. There was no limitation to what I saw in these people. Their kindness, you know. So that was what I did. And I said that to her, and it never left me. And ultimately, when I did leave the phone company after a downsizing effort that I refused to implement, I went right there. I didn't skip a beat, and I still didn't know what that was. I still didn't know what I was signing up for. It never changed. And, you know, I was talking to somebody about this the other day, about laying a foundation of an intention. Even if you don't know when it's going to happen or how it's going to play out. And that's really the story in the history of the Dr. Pat Show. It's the story in the history of crust busting. It's the story in the history of the Transformation Network. It's the story in the history of Transformation Talk Radio and the evolution of what we're doing. It's the story of what next year we'll be launching called AI for the Soul. It's that story where you get this hit, which I now know is divine guidance, and you just don't lose it. You hold on to it. You just don't lose it. You hold on to it. And, you know, when I think back, I don't think I'm different today. I don't think I'm a different person. I think I'm way more restrained. You know, I'm not going to take my motorcycle and drive it up somebody's stairs to get to the second floor of their apartment. I wouldn't do that anymore. That would not be something I would do anymore. But there's some aspects of who we are that stay with us. That curiosity, you know, the way that we look at things. And I was preparing for today, Benny and Olivia, because we were going to talk about Joseph Chilton Pierce. And I was going through this book, and I was trying to figure out, is there a one-liner here? Just like when Dr. Penzias and Dr. Wilson said, this is called the Big Bang. That's like a one-liner. That's like a great, if you had to create something like a brand for a major discovery, who wouldn't want to be the Big Bang? And then, of course, what happens? Mega television show, Big Bang Theory. Okay. So it's a thing. And I'm reading through this book. Our problems are largely man-made, caused by ignoring nature's plan. Nature herself worked out all problems eons ago. What? Gosh, why am I working so hard? So I started to read some of the wisdom. And I had also read Pierce before. But Michael Mendeza took the work of Pierce and he put it in sort of a synopsis. You know, sort of a book that says, here we are. And here's the part that I remember most. And this is the part I love. I think this right here is what every one of us needs to invoke. Somehow, if we could figure out how to invoke that now. Whether it's, I'm sitting at home, I don't know how to come to my job every day at 5 o'clock and still take care of two or three kids. And it's this. It's called creative imagination. Now, I got to tell you, myself, Donna, who was in that mailroom with us, we did some weird things. We should have been fired on the spot. But our hearts were in the right place. We didn't really harm anybody. Although I got to say that we don't know who did this. We did get blamed for it. Somebody literally threw a sandwich down the mail chute. What a mess. Oh, my God. That was just like, you got to be kidding me. But here we are. Imagination is this. The ability to create images not present to the senses. The ability to create images not present to the senses. I caught something this morning. You know, I don't do a lot of television in the morning. If I watch television, it's got to be bizarre. It's got to be like that new hit series Debris or something like that, which is so bizarre that I don't even have to think about it. But I caught something this morning, and it hit me. Somebody created a little piece of paper. I think it's paper. And you take it. I'll have to get you the right name of it. And you take it, and let's say you're putting your food in storage, right, a storage device. You take this little piece of whatever that is, and you put it in there, and it keeps it fresher. And I don't know why today I would look at something like that, and all of a sudden it would get my attention. It's like this little thing you take, and you put it inside your storage thing to keep whatever you've got in there fresher. How does somebody imagine that? Do we use our imagination somehow subconsciously to come up to the point where what we really want to do is solve a problem? Do we use imagination just for fun? Do we use it for creativity? Do we use it to do great things in the world? Or do we sometimes use imagination to cut us a break from everything we're doing? Have you had your 5-minute sit down, imagine moment today? When we come back, we're going to talk about imagination, pros and cons, right here when we come back. Are we making our own limitations? Are any of them real? And what can we know about ourselves? And I'll tell you how long it took me to get to the PhD arena. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. And again, I can't thank Nick Johnson and his group at the time that created that song and gave us permission to use it. Thank you so, so very much. You know, today we're talking about, indirectly, the work of Joseph Chilton Pierce, but we're talking about self-inflicting limitations. And, you know, When I was talking about sort of these early years of my life, and we were just kind of chatting during the break, I was talking to Benny and Olivia, and, you know, I thought about this, but not quite in the context that Benny and Olivia just talked about it, is that, you know, I'm thinking about times in my life where I would show up on a Saturday for overtime, and my boss would show up to open up the doors to the office, and I would be sound asleep, leaning up against the water fountain with a beer in my hand. And it's like, okay, yeah. In today's world, that would not fly. That would probably be like, what do they say? You know, you take a picture of that and it goes viral, right? So that was then and this is now. And yet, there are some things that imprint with us. That PhD thing stayed with me really long. And I will say that as I went through that journey, and I did, I worked my way up in the phone company till I was an executive in HR. And by that point in time, it wasn't the telephone company anymore. It had been divested. And we were part of one of the new structures. And one of the things that I learned was I was never really going to go get that PhD because I couldn't figure out how to do it. But I pretty much was threatened into going back to school at night. I had to get an undergraduate degree or I was never going to move forward. It just wasn't going to happen. And I remember my AVP saying, you're going to do this graphics job. You've got to do a frontline job. But you're never going to get to director until you get an undergraduate degree. My undergraduate degree took 13 years. I am so grateful for the phone company to pay for that. 13 years. But when I was presented with, you're never going to get dot, dot, dot until you do dot, 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 I did 2 years in 2 years. I changed schools. I went to the College of St. Elizabeth's and I just put my nose down and I finished that in record time. What is it that motivates you? Is it something like that? Are you self-motivated? Are there things that you want, but you make it in your own way? And, you know, as I think about this story, as I carry it forward, even with that, I stopped because my career at that point became important. And here I was. And so what does the universe do? It doesn't forget the intention I set. Back over here when I was 23. It never forgot that intention. It didn't ever forget it. So what I realized today when I look at intention and I look at self-inflicting limitations, I was a self-inflicting limitation. There was really nothing to stop me except the fact that I like to have fun. I really didn't want to go to school at night, except when it was put in front. So here I go. So I'm at this point now. Now I've got the undergraduate degree. I didn't even put it together. I didn't even know the order that you had to go through to even go through that education process. I don't come from that family. I'm the only one in my family to graduate high school. You know, my brothers, my sisters, my stepmom, they all got GEDs. But this was like a new thing. So I don't come from a family where somebody say, you go to school and then you've got to study for this. Then you got to take this test. Then you got to, no. So the universe then decides, boy, that PhD, I wonder if she's still going to do that. So how do you get from being executive to then doing that? Here's the short answer. I had an intervention from the universe that enabled me to look in the mirror at myself as a corporate executive with all the baubles, everything that you get from that, the big house, all of that stuff. And I looked in the mirror and I was unrecognizable. And I realized at that point in time, I could not do what this company wanted me to do. I could not implement a downsizing program that was going to take away a person's pension, 1 month away from a pension. I could not do it. But I didn't know what I was going to do. I just wasn't that person. In a day, in a moment, in a nanosecond, I wasn't going to be that person anymore. And within months, I had created a perception of who I was, rebellious, problematic, and I fell from grace off the corporate list. And that was the universe for me at that point in time in my life saying, we didn't forget what you said over here about this. Even though you went in here and you put all these self-inflicted limitations to even make that happen, Pat, we didn't forget that. And so as my boss is firing me, Roz Doctor, firing me, ripping a badge off my neck because I refused to fire a woman with 29 years, 11 months of service. And I told her, you can take my headcount. And by the way, I was 6 months away from a full pension and I didn't know it. This is the universe and I love it. I didn't know that at the time. But all I could think about is, man, I wonder if they still have my application. And the reason I'm sharing this is because I didn't realize the lessons. And this is before the movie The Secret came out. This is before any of that. But here's what I want to say about it, is that there is inside all of us, there's this innate ability to carve, to craft, create, imagine, manifest, step in potholes, step out of potholes, you know, win, lose, all of the above, and create the lives we want. And I was reminded of it during this epidemic. What I was reminded of during this epidemic, that even with everything that's going on, I have lost people in this epidemic. People that would perhaps wouldn't have died if it didn't happen. Although I know when it's your time, it's your time. But I lost people. I think I'm not alone. I think I started to look at my life a little differently over the past 18 months. And I was also reminded that regardless of what's going on the outside, you can still imagine, create, implement, intend, act, allow. You can still do it. You can either take the laws of probability, which will say you are the least likely person to ever get into any graduate school. And by the way, just so you know, I was rejected by 35 schools, except for one. It happened to be my first choice. And that one school put me on a wait list. And I was already in Seattle. I didn't think I'd ever get into the school. I didn't know what a wait list was. But here's what I know. Despite those setbacks, do you know how capable you are? Do you have a sense of, regardless of what's going on the outside, of what you can create and how it can be created? And I think that to me, and today, that's what I've learned in this past 18 months. I've learned that despite what a situation looks like, it cannot take away what's on the inside of us. It can't take away our imagination. It can't take away our creativity. It can't take away our mindfulness or lack thereof. It can't take away our love for each other. It cannot take away those things that are important to us on the inside. It just cannot take that away. And this, to me, is foundational for what we're building moving forward. I'm so reminded of it by all the people I get to work with every day. But in this book, This Astonishing Capability, Self-Inflicted Limitations, The Life and Insights of Joseph Chilton Pierce, It's really kind of interesting. And when I think about this, and I think about what kind of thought process in mind did he have? I mean, what was it that tapped him on the shoulder? What was his PhD at the end of somebody's name? You know, what was it that got him to the place to talk about bonding, connecting? You know, what talked about things that he called radical discontinuity. But in the end, what's the message? What's the message in the end? And here's what it is. You can read through 200 pages of the book and get a very deep understanding. You could read it. You can hang on every word. You can go through enormous lengths to try to understand it. And in the end, he talks about the rebirth of spirit and the heart-mind matrix. The heart-mind matrix. He talks about it as a reciprocal interaction, like exchange. He talks about it like, I give you a dollar, you give me a coffee. Here's the question I want to talk about when we come back. Do you have a sense of what the frequency is of your own heart-mind matrix today? Do you have that? Do you know how that shows up in your life? And if, in fact, you know what that feels like and you just can't find the strength to really muster up that level of connection, there is a pause button. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Velara company. I've been using the Velara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
You know, I thank you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Pat's show. We kind of changed it up today, sharing a whole bunch of stories, kind of reflecting, but also reflecting on times. And, you know, the thing that I reflect on now most to all of you is that it's taken me a whole lot of years to really realize a few things. And I've mentioned this before. One of my greatest mentors and teachers has been Viktor Frankl. And I looked at him, and I'm going to actually, if I was prepared today, if I knew what was going to happen today, I would have literally gone through, you know, the teachings of Viktor Frankl. Because this is a man in one of the most horrific scenarios that I can even imagine. And that is the concentration camps of World War II. And when you realize that how people were rounded up, even family members of mine rounded up, and put in horrific situations, separated from their families, the insights that this amazing psychiatrist had was a carry forward from work he had previously done with students. And, you know, what he talked about and taught us about is what he did, not to survive physically, but to survive emotionally and mentally. What he would think about every day and how he would think about it. Man's Search for Meaning is, it's one of his books. But I was struck by that about 8 months ago. And I think, Benny, I've mentioned Frankl a bunch of times. And that's because I am reuniting with his teachings. And here's what I love. In this idea of the heart-mind matrix, this, to me, was the pivotal moment in Frankl's work. The heart-mind matrix. You know, in the work of Pierce and, you know, the interview we were doing today, it was a little bit different. There are more concepts, you know? And so when we think about the heart-mind matrix and perception and what we see and what we don't see, the idea of nurturing comes up. And this is what I loved about Frankl. In his own way, he knew that there had to be a nurturing aspect to him in a concentration camp, people around him being burned to death. He knew that. And when I think about this in the world we live in today, and I think about what we are capable of and what's available to us, here's what I come to. And boy, I'll tell you, some of us are slower learners than others. No one can take away our power of thought unless they do something physical to us. They can't take away our power to choose. It doesn't matter. You know, even if you're locked up, just like Frankl was, he had decisions to make every day in what he did and how he did it. Every one of us do. Can't take it away. Even if somebody imposes a law that says you must get license plates on your car, you can choose not to get your license plates. That's it. You can do that. Or, yeah, if you buy a half gallon of milk, you have to pay for it. You could choose not to pay for it. Literally, you could take that quart of milk and you could walk out that store. You can choose to help somebody that can't carry a couple of bags into a building or hold a door or hand somebody a tissue that may not have. You can choose. We can choose that. See, nobody can take that away from us, not a single person. That is my realization in 2021. That's it. And it sounds like seriously bad out of everything. Everything you could have decided, seriously, you're thinking to yourself that that's your go-to, that you just had the realization of what? That nobody could take your power to choose. Yeah, I did have that realization. And I had it stronger this year than ever. We are living in a context of being challenged really similarly to how I started this show as a 17-year-old. Growing up in a world that seemed like we were coming apart. And, you know, I lived in the city. I graduated from the high school, Plainfield High School, where the riots occurred in 68 and 69. It's not a building that was busted. An entire city was burned down because people were not treated fairly or with respect. In protest on campuses where students believe so strongly in their rights and their freedom to choose, their freedoms so strongly, whether it was abortion rights or pro-life, you still could choose what you believed in. Fast forward to where we are today, I think it is the second coming of the freedom to choose. Everyone now is being faced with that. And what I realize is it doesn't matter what a government does. It doesn't matter. We still, at the moment, and probably forever, it is the one thing that people can't take from us. They definitely could take away choosing in an external environment. They cannot take away what we choose to think and what we choose to put in our hearts. And that's what I'm struck by today. You know, I'm struck by this epiphany of mine at this stage of my life where I can choose whether to continue to work with a fantastic team of people, listen to all of you, and continue to build the transformation network. I can do that. I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the hows. I don't have all of the reasons for what comes first and second. But boy, today, I feel free. I feel free. I also know what it's like to be of a color in this society, in this country, to be brown, to be black. I don't know it from personal experience, but I know it from my family. And I know what it's like to be in a car with a relative of yours whose husband is brown or black. I know what it's like to drive down a street and all of you get pulled over for no reason. See, these are the challenges facing our time, and now we get to choose. Now we get to choose what we do, what we say, how we do it. Now we get to decide for the first time the realization that many women don't realize they don't have equal rights in the United States of America. There is no equal rights amendment. It's local, it's state. So what happens in the external world now has raised a level of awareness. Each of us get to choose. We get to choose how we want to move forward in our lives. And this isn't a right or wrong conversation. This is simply about a power. And for me, the realization that I live in a country that's going to allow us here to build a network of positive, uplifting spiritual talk that's going to be able to deliver that message around the world, whether or not certain channels want us to talk about this or talk about that. And by the way, we don't have to stream on those channels, but we will get to choose. And you all are integral in helping us choose the decisions that will support you most. So when I think about the subtitle of this book and I think about self-inflicted limitations, I'm going to choose astonishing capacities. And I know you all do. Benny, thank you for today. Olivia, thank you for today. And I want to thank all of you because this journey here, this 17-year journey, man, it's really shallow without all of you. You are the best. Thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show. We'll see you next time.
We're gonna make it out all right, just not right now.
And speak well of a stranger soul.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.